Dipiango. La castoma di Piango.
Zika Chitika. Usa vinterera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Abandoned infant found and reunited with mother in Kafue. New maternity annex brings life-saving services closer to mothers in Kalulushi. And in African news, South Africa's Tembisa community calm following protests. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. An abandoned male infant believed to be linked to a recent child stealing case at Kafue General Hospital has been safely recovered and reunited with his mother, the Zambia Police Service has confirmed. Police Deputy Spokesperson Chipo Kaitisha says the child was discovered early Tuesday morning following swift action by a member of the public in Shikoswe Township. The development follows a child stealing incident reported at Kafue General Hospital on February 21st, 2026, which prompted police to establish a dedicated team of investigators to handle the case. Ms. Kaitisha has told Kombon Radio News that at about 0540 hours on February 24th, Kafue Police Station, through Shikoswe Police Post, received a report from Fides Piri, who had discovered an abandoned infant.
The facts of the matter are that around 05 hours, Miss Piri, who works as a maid, was on her way to work when she heard the cry of a baby coming from an area covered with small grass. She moved closer to ascertain the source of the sound and discovered an infant lying there. She alerted a man who was walking ahead of her, who then advised her to report the matter to the police. Miss Piri immediately picked up the baby and reported the matter to Shikoswe Police Force. Acting swiftly on the report, police officers responded, promptly secured the child, and immediately transported the infant to Kafue General Hospital for medical attention. The child has since been reunited with the mother. The Zambia Police Service extends its sincere gratitude to Ms. Fides Piri for her alertness, prompt action, and strong sense of civic responsibility.
Meanwhile, police have received a report concerning the alleged sexual abuse of two female minors by a 12-year-old boy in a Chilulu compound of Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawina writes that the incident is reported to have occurred in October 2025.
The Zambia Police Service confirms that a report was received concerning the alleged sexual abuse of two female minors by a 12-year-old boy. The incident is reported to have occurred in October 2025 at a known date and time in Sururu compound, Lusaka. In accordance with the laws relating to children in conflict with the law, the child was arrested and charged with two counts of indecent assault, while strictly adhering to the provisions of the Children's Court Act No. 12 of 2022 and other relevant laws of Zambia. The matter has been forwarded to the National Prosecution Authority for court process.
Expectant mothers in Remi Chisupa ward of Kalulushi no longer have to travel long distances or incur transport costs to access maternity services Following the construction of a maternity annex at Chibote Clinic under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the new facility has brought life-saving maternal health services closer to a community of approximately 17,000 people. The maternity annex has also eased congestion at Chibuluma Clinic, as residents of Chibote and surrounding areas can now receive antenatal and delivery services within their locality. Speaking in an interview at Chibote Clinic, Remy Chisupa Ward Councillor Pethias Ashiku expressed their satisfaction with the development, noting that the annex has greatly reduced the transport challenges for expectant mothers who previously had to travel to Chibuluma to access maternity services. And one of the beneficiaries, Naomi Mopeta, an expectant mother and resident of Chibote, has described the maternity annex as a timely and historic development for the community. She has recalled the dangers that women previously faced, including walking long distances and failing to afford a transport, which often forced them to seek assistance from untrained midwives.
Nomba pata tulechula, tuli panopene pachipote, tule papa tuye wino na banamaya gonsa vale pati ya mushi, au kwenye ana valeka. Vale pati ya panopene pachipote mkwai. Echo tule tachawe, chitakia mwanzini na wabomba wa president vetu. Echo tule totela.
A community organization, a Fight Inequality Alliance, Zamba, fears, has welcomed the decision by regulators to investigate concerns over the rapid depletion of prepaid electricity units affecting households across the country. The Alliance National Council convener, Mwiza Zulu, says the unexplained fast consumption of electricity units is worsening the inequality gap between low-income households and wealthier families. She explains that many families with limited income are being disproportionately affected as they struggle to cope with rising costs linked to the faster loss of units. Ms. Zulu notes that the ongoing inspection of prepaid meters by the Energy Regulation Board, ZESCO, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, and Zambia Metrology Agency we help determine whether consumers are being billed fairly.
As the Fight Inequality Alliance, would like to welcome the decision by regulators to investigate the fast depletion of electricity units, because as an alliance we see that the unexplained rapid consumption was widening the inequality gap between the wealthy and the poor. We would also like to emphasize that households with limited income are being disproportionately affected by the faster loss of units. The inspection of prepaid meters by the ERB, ZESCO, and Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCCA, and the Zambia Metrology Agency will help establish whether us consumers are being billed fairly. Transparency in electricity metering is very vital to protect vulnerable families, and many households are struggling to cope with rising costs that have been linked to the rapid depletion of the electricity units. So accountability from ZESCO and regulators is also very necessary to restore public confidence.
The Italian ambassador to Zambia, Enrico De Agostini, has called for greater education, community participation, and youth involvement in tackling solid waste challenges in Lusaka. Speaking at the official closing of the 2025 West No West Trash is Treasure campaign, Ambassador De Agostini said environmental protection begins with individual responsibility and collective action. The campaign, launched in 2023, introduced waste separation initiatives, including the installation of color-coded recycling bins to encourage a proper sorting of waste.